Welcome to Edmonton Social Planning Council's new quarterly publication, Community Matters, Fall Edition, Houseless. This is one excerpt from that edition titled, Terra Center, The Potential and Promise of Young Parents, written by Amanda Labonte and Jenna Robinson. Karen Mottershead is the executive director of the Terra Center, a nonprofit organization that helps pregnant and parenting teens with a broad range of supports to be successful parents. She discussed some of the work that Terra Center does and emphasized the importance of housing with us. The Terra Center can impact the lives of both the parent and child, sometimes in large ways, sometimes in small ways. Mottershead had shared how some alumni talk about coming home, seeing Terra Center as a place of safety and security, even after they leave. There is a lot of pride and a sense of accomplishment for many of the young adults who graduate. In some cases, they are the first members of their family to graduate high school. Historically, the focus for Terra Center has been educational attainment by helping moms, primarily with completing their high school education. Today, Terra Center has grown and offers far more resources and support, providing evidence that they understand how various challenges can and do intersect. Mottershead explained how the benefit and value of finishing school are immense, but require a lot of support and resources, and that becomes especially challenging when a person does not have housing, and even more challenging when a young person becomes a parent. The immediacy of housing intersects with educational attainment for youth. When working with young adults, it is important to remember that developmentally, they live in the present and often do not plan long term. This can lead to school not being deemed a high priority. She explained that it is important for youth to have immediate housing access because when they are ready to return to school, they can register immediately and not have to worry about where they're going to live. Terra Center has a very deep understanding of the stage of development that young parents are at and can offer a meaningful level of support to meet the unique needs and understand what kinds of approaches work best to support young families. Terra Center uses wraparound supports. When a young adult receives housing, they also get a support worker. When a student enters the Braemar School, a school just for parenting teens, Terra Center has ensured that there are multiple services at the school to meet their needs. This includes an on-site daycare, immunization nurses that come in, support workers, and more. There are complicated challenges for youth trying to obtain housing, particularly if a young adult is under the age of 18. Barriers for youth include legal aspects of signing off on lease agreements, getting utilities hooked up, and negative perceptions of young people by landlords. There continues to be a community stigma around young people being irresponsible, having wild parties, or that they're going to trash the place. Mottershead stated, this has not been the experience of Terra Center staff working with young people, and instead is quite the opposite. These parents care deeply and want stability for their children, much like the rest of the population. Terra Center staff spend a substantial amount of time around advocacy work to acquire housing that is safe, stable, and in a positive community. Many young parents have experienced a lot of trauma in their lives. They see personal and emotional safety as a primary need that is very difficult to acquire. Many of the young people grew up living in subsidized housing, communities that exist in poverty, low-income housing, and experienced unsafe living environments. When young parents become pregnant, they want a different experience for their child. One partnership in particular is crucial to what Terra Center does. The Brentwood Partnership Housing Program helps families build skills, resiliency, and complete their education in a safe, stable, and affordable environment. As the families move through the phases of our program, they transition from needing help to a place of self-sufficiency. It's our goal to see them model those skills to the children they are raising, helping us to break the poverty cycle for two generations in one program. There are about 27 families currently living at the housing complex. with many staying there for over 2 years, and this can be their forever home because they do not have to leave at any given time. As we discussed the stigma and community perceptions of young people who have children and how this creates challenges and barriers, Modders had stated that the stigma for young dads is often deeper than young moms. There are societal perceptions that young dads are deadbeat dads, don't want to be involved, or walked away from their children. Young dads are an important part of the story, and they have an important role to play in the life of their children. The role of Terra Center is to help support parental relationships for the benefit of the child, even if the parents are no longer in a partnered relationship. Terra Center has a unique approach in that they have outreach workers who work specifically with young dads. Karen Modders had shared a photo voice research project undertaken by Terra Center through the successful Families Housing Program. During the project, every week families had a different theme. They would take pictures and explain how that picture related to the theme. Karen shared a story of how 1 week the theme was safety and one of the participants submitted a picture of a door. The comment from the parent was that this is the first time they could shut a door and feel safe. It was fundamental to have a door. Community sensitivity is needed to reduce the negative perceptions young parents experience because parenting at any age is hard. Unhelpful and hurtful comments and gestures by the public to young parents are painful and negatively impacts their sense of self in terms of their capacity, who they are, and how they'll move forward in life. Parents are doing the best they can, and a gentle word would be nice and acknowledge the youth is a parent, and everyone is trying to do their best job. Young people want to feel validated in their roles, and these small gestures of support could make such a difference. Modders had expressed her hope that members in the community would start seeing the potential and promise of young parents as opposed to seeing a negative or deficit. That can be done through kind words, supporting Terra Center, or different organizations. To learn more about the Terra Center, please visit their website at www.terracenter.ca. Amanda Labonte is Edmonton Social Planning Council's Project Coordinator for Research Services and Capacity Building, as well as the Edmonton Social Planning Council's Volunteer Coordinator. Jenna Robinson was Edmonton Social Planning Council's 2022 Summer Student. To learn more about this edition or about Edmonton Social Planning Council, please visit our website at www.edmontonsocialplanning.ca. Or follow us on social media at Edmonton SPC. Thank you for listening.